Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Thanking God this morning for this fourth day of October of 2022 for the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Pastor Darlene Bondaj, who is the pastor over this ministry. And we want to thank God for her this morning and all the hard work that she puts in each and every day for this ministry, praying for her continual strength, prayer for, you know, love and protection upon her and her family, and meeting every need this morning in Jesus' name. And want to thank everybody this morning that's on the prayer line this morning, and for everyone that wanted to be here, and for whatever reasons that they are not, continue prayer for them, that God would uplift and encourage in the name of Jesus, and that their prayers will be met this morning. So I just want to just thank God for everything that he's already done, and for the things that he's doing and the things that he's about to do in our lives. So we want to come together, this morning, hallelujah, for prayer, on this fourth day of October, to give God all the glory and all the honor for the things that he has already done. So I want us all to come together and unmute our phones and give God thanks this morning, not asking him for anything right now. That time will come. And so we just thank you, Father God, this morning for all that you do. We thank you, God, for your love and kindness this morning. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven today. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for meeting every need, Father, according to your riches and glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your kingdom come and your will be done over the lives of your people, your church, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for prayer, praise, and the deliverance ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, how it has been such a help and a blessing to everyone that's on this ministry, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we're thanking you for the prayer that have already been answered. But thank you for the prayers that you did answer, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, we know that you know what's best for us if you did not answer, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, Father, for every situation, for suffering our situations this morning, God, and trusting and believing in you that you will make all things right, Lord. Thank you right now, God, for us surrendering to your will this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and that you have your way over the lives of your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, and we honor you and we praise you right now, God. Hallelujah, because you, your son, you are Jesus the Christ, is our friend. And we thank you right now, God. And we know that he is the Son, your Son. Thank you for the salvation that is coming to our family. We thank you for that today. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus right now, God. Yes, Lord, you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We know that he's your son, Father. So, Father, we come to you right now, God, asking you to forgive us of every sin that we may have committed. Hallelujah. The things that we may have thought in our mind against you, the wrong thinking, Father. Lord, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Renew right spirit within us right now, God. Take not your Holy Spirit away from us, Lord God. Restore, renew, replenish, revive in the mighty name of Jesus right now, God. And so, Lord, our prayers will not be hindered from coming forth to you. Lord, we ask you your forgiveness right now, God. So
thank you
knowingly and unknowingly, seen and unseen, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. and throw every spot, every wrinkle, every blemish into the sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered again, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Thank you right now, God, for our victories in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, because only what we do for you, Christ, is going to last in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and give us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, God, from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever in the name of Jesus. So, our Lord, hallelujah, thank you, God, for the Lord is our shepherd.
This morning, God,
we shall not want. Hallelujah. You make us to lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside the still waters. You restore our soul. You lead us through the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death for your name's sake. Though we walk through the valley of death,
hallelujah.
Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. Thou preparest a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointest our head with oil. Our cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you right now, God, for being our healer, for being our deliverer, for being our comforter, for being our strong tower, for being our peace, for being our
protector. Thank you, Lord God, for making a way out of no way, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for opening the doors, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for sending our helpers, Lord God, to locate us, our husbands, to locate us, Lord God, those that need to help us along our journey, to locate us, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for caring for every stony ground, Lord God. Thank you for making every sacred place safe, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for grace this morning. We thank you for your unmerited favor, Lord, even though we don't deserve it right now, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. For the peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. To protect our
favor, God.
Hallelujah. Peace. Hallelujah. Let us walk out of faith, Father. In peace, our faith, Father. Strengthen our territory, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
stretch us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in our lives today, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And every spirit of confederacy, you be confederacy,
God, we look no care.
Cast back down into the pit of hell, the spirit of confederacy. And cast back down to the pit of hell from which it came today in the name of Jesus. And every demonic assigned against your people, your church, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And cast down as vain imaginations, not seated, not rooted. Cast down back to the pit of hell from which it came in the name of Jesus. No weapons, no weapons.
Thank you.
Lord, we just thank you, Lord,
putting you in remembrance of your word. Your promises, my Lord God. Your word is true. Your word is set. But your word is right, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God, for your love, God.
Able and willing right now, God, to heal us
spirit, soul, and body in the name of Jesus. And thank you right now, God, that we partake of the bread of life and drink from the cup of the new covenant. Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the secret place of the most.
And we thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We thank you right now, God. For the hallelujah, hallelujah, to putting on the whole arm of God that we may be able to stand against every satanic attack. Hallelujah. This orchestrated against us and our enemies, Father. We thank you right now, God, for our family members. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for the brokenhearted. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you knit all brokenheartedness, Father. Thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Everlasting loved ones, Father. But we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praises for everyone that's lost our loved ones through, hallelujah, the pandemic or whatever that life, you know, issues that come their way, Lord. We thank you right now, God, and we know that you have, you know the thoughts,
yes,
you know
Jesus.
Better than we do right now, God.
We
why
rejoice,
do what you do, Father, in the name
in the Lord
of Jesus, because you are almighty God. You all knowing, you all seeing, you
all has breath.
Hallelujah. You said you
yes,
will never
Lord,
leave us nor forsake us right now, God. And so we're taking you at your word, Lord. We're going to trust in you with all of our hearts and lean that into our understanding. But in all our ways, we're going to
have the power.
Thank you, God. We are able to give you the first fruit of our morning, this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you,
glory,
and we honor you, and we praise you, glory, 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 glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you. We thank you that we come together in unity, Father, with the same mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Binding every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus and casting it back to the pit of hell from which it came. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against us shall prosper in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, we thank you this morning, and we give you all the first fruit of our morning, all the glory and the honor and the praises this morning. And I thank you. I thank you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. So, excuse me, I want to thank everyone that is here and came together in prayer in unity this morning, and I just appreciate God for all that he does for us. And sometimes we don't understand why he does what he does. Hallelujah. But he does it because he knows way ahead of time. He already knew what was going to happen to us before we even entered into our mother's womb. In the name of Jesus, he knew everything about us. He knows everything hair on our head. In the name of Jesus, how we're going to act, how many times we may fail or whatever. He's the only one that knows the beginning and the ending. He's our Alpha and he's our Omega. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you and we honor you this morning. So I just want to thank everybody for the praises, the prayer that went up this morning in the name of Jesus, the praises of God. And so I just want to know, can we find out everyone that's on the line while you got your phones unmuted, and find out everyone that's on the prayer line this morning?
Good morning. This is Sister Linda Davis. I'm requesting prayer. My knees and my left side. Everyone have a nice day.
Okay, and we're going to wait before we start giving, you know, our prayer request because we need to get the word in first. So, and then have time for Pastor Darlene Bandaj to have what she needs to, words that she needs to, that comes from God to say. We want to give her time to do that. But first of all, let me just go ahead and find out all the rest of the people that are on the line, brothers and sisters that are on the line this morning.
Hello, everyone. Have a blessed day.
Okay, thank you. Who was just speaking?
Good morning. This is Chris.
Good morning, Chris. Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Lois. I don't know that you hear me.
Yes, Lois.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Yvonne, and I'm listening.
Thank you.
Good morning, Celestia Garcia.
Thank you. And I forgot to. Thank you. And I want to say my name is Sister Gladys, and I'm facilitating this morning. I forgot to say that this morning on Tuesday. Anyone else that I may have left out or may have just called in?
Good morning.
Good
this
morning.
Is Glenda. I'm listening.
Okay. So what I want to do before I get started, because I don't want to go over the time that I need to go over the time, I just want to speak on community, about community this morning, and to encourage, to uplift everyone. And so, and I want to tell you this. One of the most beautiful revelations, and this is speaking about community, beautiful relations of all, is that the Holy Spirit has chosen to live within believers. We are his garden of delight. Jesus came from heaven to fill the earth with his glory. He came to fill each and every one of us. Together we are his body, the expression of his love. He tenderly cares for each of us, often revealing his love through the words and deeds of others. We were created for community. We need each other's support, inspiration, comfort, and friendship. Don't limit yourself by withdrawing, by waiting for the perfect opportunity to extend the hand of friendship. In some seasons, you will be the recipient. In others, you will give. You will give what you have to offer. But in all seasons, it's important to surround yourself with people who challenges you to be the best version of yourself possible. There is strength in finding where you belong. And I also want to encourage you with these words, and then I have some scriptures to give you this morning if you can get your paper and pen handy, ready. We are craved belonging and community. We crave belonging and community. We want to be a part of something. We need true belonging, but how exactly do we find it? The truth is that we need each other. We need to trust, rely, and depend on one another. God gave each other to walk alongside, encourage, spur one another in love. We are to carry each other's burdens, care for each other's practical needs, warn each other of, and rejoice with each other. And these are some of the scriptures, and I'll give you some with what the scripture says. But I won't, recite all the scriptures of what it says. I'll just give you the scripture and the verse, chapter and the verse. Hebrews 10:24-25. You can read this, that whole chapter, of that. You can read the, just what the Lord has for you. 1 Corinthians 1:10, the King James Version says, "Now I beseech you, brothers, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, that we all speak it, and that there be no division among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." Acts 4:32-35, this is another scripture, and Psalms 133, the first chapter. All of these are King James Version. Galatians 6:2, King James Version. 1 John 1:7. Yeah, 1 John 1:7, King James Version. Romans 12:4-5. "For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, So we being many members are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. And these are some more scriptures. Ecclesiastes 4:9-12, King James Version once again. Colossians 3:13, 1 Thessalonians 5:14, James 5:16, Matthew 18:20, 1 Peter 3:8, Romans 12:16, Matthew 22:37-40. And I just thank God in all his glory and the things that he's doing, the things that he's about to do in our lives, brothers and sisters. And just want to just give him all the glory and the honor and the praises. And I just want to, you know, continue to keep you encouraged and knowing that we are a community and we need each other and we need to repent and to rely on each other to do what we need to have done. We are all pieces of the puzzle and we all fit together. I can't do it without you, my brothers and sisters, and you can't do it without me because God has it to be so in just that way. So I just thank God in the name of Jesus. And so I want to ask anyone would they like to pray. Sister Chris, would you like to pray this morning? Is there something that, you know, you would like to pray?
I can pray.
Yes, okay, I can pray.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We just worship your holy name, Lord God. We just magnify you, Jesus. We give you all the glory and honor, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for being the giver of life this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just opening our eyes of understanding, Lord God, that we won't lean on our understanding, Lord God, but we will wait on you, Lord God. We will pray, Lord God. And, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for giving us the knowledge of Jesus Christ this morning. Lord God, we're praying for wisdom, Lord God. We're praying for understanding, Lord God, today, Lord God. Lord God, we're asking you, Lord God, to reveal yourself to us, Lord God. Lord God, we want to be better, Lord God. We want to be better today, Lord God, than we was yesterday, Lord God. Lord God, renew us, Lord God. Give us a renewed mind, a renewed spirit, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, renew our understanding, Lord God. Lord God, give us faith, Lord God. Lord God, increase our faith, Lord God. Lord God, help us to have the strongest faith, Lord God, because we know we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthen us, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, for favoring us today, Lord God. I thank you for giving each and every person on this prayer line favor, Lord God, favor in everything they do, Lord God, favor, Lord God, Lord God. Lord God, blessing, anointing the works of their hands, Lord God, anointing them, Lord God, anointing their minds, Lord God, anointing their feet, Lord God, that everywhere they go today, Lord God, be anointed, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying, Lord God, for our destiny helpers, Lord God, those who you set out to help us along our journey, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that they will locate us today, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, those that's looking for marriage, Lord God, and looking for their husband or their wife, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that will be their portion today, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you will bring that to them today, Lord God. And, Lord God, we're just praying for healing, Lord God. We're praying for healing, Jesus, Lord God, because we know you're a healer, Lord God. So we're just praying, Lord God, that, Lord God, anybody, Lord God, is going through any type of sickness, Lord God, or a disease right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for healing, Lord God, for them, Lord God. I pray for their strength right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for you just to give us strength, Lord God. Lord God, so that you will remove every obstacle, Lord God. Everything that, Lord God, is in our path, Lord God, trying to cause us harm, Lord God, or Lord God is trying to deter us from getting to our destination, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I pray that you make every crooked place straight, Lord God, and tear up every stony ground today, Lord God. Lord God, we are, Father God, we are seeking after your kingdom today, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be better, Lord God. Lord God, we want more of you, Lord God, and less of us, Lord God. We asking you today to open our eyes, Lord God. Lord God, that we can see, Lord God, where our help comes from, Lord God, because our help cometh from you, Lord God. So I just thank you, Lord God, for giving us strength today, Lord God. Lord God, opening our eyes of understanding, Lord God, that we're leaning on you, Lord God, for you are our refuge, Lord God. You are our way maker, Lord God. You are our door opener, Lord God, and we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. I thank you today, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that any word that's been spoken over us, Lord God, that's meant to do us harm, Lord God, that thing will be broken today, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, everything in high places, Lord God, in our life, Lord God, every generational curse, Lord God, that's bringing us harm, Lord God, that's causing us danger, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God, I pray it be broken right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Break every generational curse over our family, Lord God, over our children, Lord God. Anything that could have been in our family for years, Lord God, that's causing us disgrace, Heavenly Father, I pray it be broken right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, creating us a new heart, a new mind, a new spirit today, Lord God. Creating us a new heart, Lord God, that we got compassion for each other, Lord God. Lord God, help us to be prayer warriors, Lord God. Lord God, quick to be on our knees to pray, Lord God. Help us to pray without ceasing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to pray about everything and worry about nothing, Lord God. So, Lord God, we speaking you with everything that we have inside of us, Lord God. Today on October the 4th, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that your kingdom come, that your will be done in our lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just give you all the praise and worship, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord God. There's nothing greater. There's no God greater, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for favor, Lord God. We thank you for grace today, Lord God. Lord God, increase the favor over our life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, give us a renewed anointing today, Lord God. Renew us, Lord God. Renew our mindset, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, equipped us with everything we need along this journey, Lord God. Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you cover us, Lord God, as we go to our businesses, Lord God, as we go to our jobs today, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that we will have a blessed day, Lord God, because we're blessed and highly favored of Jesus Christ, Lord God. So I thank you today, Lord God, and I give you all the glory. Amen.
Okay, well, praise the Lord, everybody. We're just grateful that we are here today. Thank you, Sister Gladys, for getting us started this morning and sharing the word about community. I mean, I think that is so important that we do understand that we need each other and that we continue to sharpen each other with the word of God and encouragement. And it is so beautiful to know that. So thank you for that today. And so right now, we'll go ahead and see who has a prayer request. If you'll go ahead and give your request this morning, that would be great.
And excuse me, Sister Bondage, I was speaking, but I was speaking on mute. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so prayer request, the lines are open. Let it be briefly because Sister Pastor Bondage would like to have something to say. So go ahead. The lines are open. Right. Is there anyone have a prayer request?
Give a prayer request. This is Darlene B. And I just want to pray for those who are suffering from allergies. My grandson, he was out of school yesterday, and different. I think most of the children in the family, the Gibson family, they have allergies during the course of the spring and the fall. So we just pray for all the Gibson children and the parents, the father. Their allergies will be removed, and there are other people suffering from these allergies. We also want to continue to pray for who were affected by this hurricane. I mean, just the depth. Station was just so horrible. I just believe that somebody is making noise. If you would please mute your line. I'm not sure what you're doing back. But if you could please mute your line, that would be so wonderful so we can have a clear line today. We appreciate that. Yeah, so, yeah, we'll be praying for those who were hurt by the hurricane. And many people are grieving today, so we'll pray for those who are grieving. God will give them comfort. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else have anything to say before I turn it over to Pastor Darlene? And we pray for these prayers, requests. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, this is Sister Gladys. I have something to say. I'm going to the doctor today to the dentist today. There's an infection. I said before infection, so continue to keep me, you know, in prayer, you know, about that because I really felt it. It's like it just came full circle about what he was saying. My mouth is sore and everything, but I just praise God and I thank God for the victory already in Jesus' name. So when I come, go, they will be able to find out, you know, what it is and God that I got to account up the cost of how much all of this stuff is going to cost to have my mouth done because I'm believing God to give me that money because the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. So I'm just trusting and believing God that he will give me that money so I can clear up this infection that's in my mouth and, you know, in my teeth, you know, and everything. Amen?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Anyone?
Okay.
Yes. Good morning. This is Sister Mary, and I too have some dental work to be done, and there's been some things going on. I've paid out a lot of money, and things have not been done. I just want to pray that the money that they are asking for, that I just believe God, like my sister said, the wealth of the riches are wicked and laid up for the riches. So I just believe God that he will work things out with this dental care that I need as well. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
Before it's time, we start praying for these needs. Anybody
this
else?
This is Lois. This is Lois. Just pray for me. Keep me in prayer. I'm still having a problem with my leg and my knee and inflammation. Just pray that it just leave my body. Thank you.
All right. Is there anyone else right quick?
Good morning, this is Chris. I have a prayer request. I'm praying for a favor, and I'm praying for my son, Denver. He doesn't feel good. We've been up all night. So I'm going to take him to the doctor this morning. It's a bad call.
We will certainly, you know, pray for that. Is there anyone else that that came on the line late that wants to have we want to give you the opportunity to let your request be made known. Okay. So right now we're just going to go ahead and pray corporate prayer for all of these needs. Sister Bondage, did you have any more prayer requests that you have that you need to speak out on?
No, I'm good for now. Thank you so much.
Okay.
We can go ahead.
So we're going to go ahead come together in prayer, corporate prayer, and believing God for these prayers that is already done in the name of Jesus. So everyone unmute your phones and we can come together in prayer and pray for our needs and some things that you may have forgotten. You know, we can say that while we're praying a corporate prayer. Amen. Father God,
amen.
In the name
Lord,
of Jesus,
before
the throne of grace, in the name of Jesus, that every prayer that it came to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you heard him, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord,
God,
let them come and do your will be done in the hearts of your people, Father, the same day in the nation. So, Lord,
oh God,
honor your heart, do your will, and come, Father, God, carry
thank you.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
right now, God,
that takes care of every disease. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you can cover it all, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now, God, for healing us, Lord. We thank you right now, God, for healing us spiritually, mentally, emotionally, Father, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of
Jesus.
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and we just thank you
everyone that's on this prayer line and for the ones that were not. We're keeping them lifted up in prayer, too. So church is already done in Jesus' name. We just have to just trust and believe God and wait on him and be patient for him to act, because this, our time is not his time. His time is not our time. Neither his ways are our ways. And as his word speaks about this, so we got to be patient and wait on God to do whatever it is that he needs to do in our lives and through our lives in Jesus' name. So I'm going to turn this time over to Pastor Bondage right now so she can say what thus said the Lord in, on her heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Gladys, once again. Thank God for all the facilitators. They do such a wonderful job, and we appreciate them being willing to lead us during the course of the hour of power of prayer. So this morning, I just want to remind us that we will be fasting this week. Our fast will start on tomorrow, and I'm going to read the scripture that is connected, one of the scriptures that's connected to the fast, and we just want to not only read the scripture, but to pray the scripture. You know, when you read the word and you pray the word, that's what makes the difference in our lives. And so this morning we're in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, and the scripture for the fast is 10 through 13, but I'm going to read down to 18 because it's good for us to know that part of this chapter. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Verse 14 says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, preparation of the gospel of peace. Verse 16 says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Train always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And that just goes right in line with what Sister Gladys was saying this morning about the unity and community that we are in as a body of Christ, that praying for one another. So I just want to remind us that we are God's people, and we have the ability through his word to put the devil to shame. I want us to think about the different spirits that are out there in our families and in our neighborhoods and wherever the spirits might be that are trying to cause havoc. There are different spirits in different people, and you see those demonic spirits manifest. So think about those things. Maybe write those demons down. And you want to pray about those demons and let them know that they are not going to continue to control our families. They're not going to continue to do what they want to do. We're going to bind those demons up, cast them out in the name of Jesus, because we have the authority through the word. We're going to be fighting these demons during this fast and throughout this month and into your future. We want to continue to think about the fact that we cannot give up the fight. As long as we're here in this earth realm, there is something that we must be doing to combat the devil and his cohorts. We realize that the devil would maybe stop bothering us for a minute or two, and then the next thing you know, here he comes again. And so we just want to keep being vigilant about what we're doing. I'm going to go ahead and read Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, which is the other scripture that we gave for the fast. And it says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. So Jesus was encouraging his disciples to have the faith. And we want to have faith as we are fasting, even when you're not fasting, still have faith to know that God is there for you. God is working things out. We have to know that we have the authority of the word, and we have the authority over the devil. He is the prince of the power of the air, but we have the authority over him. And when we look at the word and it says every wile of the devil, those are tricks and schemes of the devil. The devil has tricks and schemes that he will bring against the people of God. And he will also use other people who are not a part of the kingdom to try to get us discouraged, to try to get us off balance. But we are not struggling against the flesh and blood that we see, but we're coming against the rulers, against the powers, the world forces of this present world, the darkness that's out there, the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenlies, the supernatural places. We have the authority through the word to overcome these things. So we want to put on the whole armor of God. We want to put on everything that God has given us to come against the devil. And when you think about the whole armor of God, that is Jesus Christ. We're putting on Jesus Christ. And so we want to know that because we have Jesus on our side, Jesus is in us, we're in him, and we have the authority of the word to be able to overcome the devil and everything that he's trying to do. I mean, just thinking about all the things that are happening in our world, in our nations, in our states, cities, and you come on down to the neighborhoods and into our homes. We know that there's a need right now. There's always going to be a need for the people of God to remain vigilant, to stay on the wall, to be faithful to the cause of Christ, and also to let people know that they too can come and be a part of the kingdom of God, to let people know that they don't have to stay in their sin. Now, the enemy has just used so many of our family members and, you know, people in our neighborhood. Some people in our neighborhoods, if you just look at them, sometimes they look like they can just bite your head off and or just knock you out or something, because they are going through things in their homes. They're going through things in their minds. And so we want to pray that these demons will be removed so that we can have some peace. We want peace in our land. We want God to help and to heal this land that we live in. And so that's one reason why we continue to pray. We're going to speak to those demonic spirits in the name of Jesus. So Lord God Almighty, my God, we just thank you, Father, today, just for this opportunity to be in your presence, oh God, to be together, oh God, to have unity. Because where there's unity, there is strength, oh God. So we thank you for the unity of the body today, unity of the people of God to come against the wiles and tricks and schemes of the devil. Lord, we pray for every person on this prayer line, oh God, those who are connected to this prayer line, those who we don't even know, people out there in the world that we live in, oh God, all the saints of God, all the people of God. We just pray for each one name by name. You know them, oh God. You know each one, Lord. So we pray, God, today for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding to keep us all in perfect peace, oh God, as our minds are stayed on thee, oh God. Lord, help us to be comforted, oh God, to know that we can study your word. We will read your word. We will even do some fasting, oh God, this week, Lord, to be able to come against the tricks and schemes of the devil in the name of Jesus, Lord. So I cover each and every one of us with the blood of Jesus, oh God, our sister Gladys, oh God, sister Linda, sister Glenda, Sister Teresa, oh God, that's Linda Davis, oh God, and Linda Taylor, oh God, and Sister Yvonne, Sister Lois, oh God, Sister Chris, God, Pastor Scholastica, oh God, Sister Charlotte, oh God, Sister Sheila, Lord Jesus, Apostle Horsley, oh God. We pray, God, today for Sister Teresa, Lord Jesus. We pray, Father, today for just each and every person, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you help us, Lord. Darlene, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, those names, oh God, that we may not call today, you know who they are, oh God. And we know, Father, today that you continue to bless and keep and heal and deliver, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you so much, oh God. We praise your name, God. We pray and thank you for Sister Grace today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We praise you today, oh God, because you're doing great things, oh God, and it's marvelous in our eyes, Lord Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, today for this time of fasting, oh God, and a time of refreshing, oh God, in the presence of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, our evangelist Wonderland, oh God. We thank you for her too, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We praise you, God. We magnify you today, oh God. Sister Darlene M, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, Father. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Charmaine, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Charlotte, oh Father, in Jesus' name, we praise you. We glorify you, Lord. So, Lord, as we leave today, we will not leave your presence But we thank you, Lord, today for this time, God, that you've given us to be together. It's in the name of Jesus we pray for families across this land. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. So as we're about to leave, we cover and seal each and every one of our prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every sister and brother in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every witch, every warlock that may have tried to say anything or do anything against the people of God, we refuse and rebuke those demons and send it back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I decree today that we will continue to rejoice in the Lord because the Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet like hind feet. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree today that the word of God is true, and it will help us as we go through each and every day. I decree today that all things are working together for the good of them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. And I decree today that we resist the devil and he flees from us, and we will have on the whole armor of God. Once again, I want you to know that I love each and every one of you. I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for sowing into my life, sowing into the ministry. And I pray that God blesses and increases and enlarges everything that you do, that you're blessed at least 1,000 times more than what you are right now by the word of God in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. So we will continue to love our families, our friends, and our foes, and love people into the kingdom because people need Jesus Christ. So everybody, let us go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Everybody have a beautiful day. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.